Welcome to East Lake Church Playas. Yes. And happy beep, 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 New Year. Yeah. Come on, guys. You thought that was funny. It wasn't funny that I did. Come on, come on, come on, come on. So we're going to begin. We're going to get right to it, right? We're going to begin with a plan that will help us have the best year ever. Can you guys see this? Can you guys see this? PBR room, can you guys see this? Hey, that's an awesome little room over there. You guys see this? Right? Because I'm bigger than God, right? I'm not. It's just, I'll explain in a little bit. So, we're going to begin with a plan. Here's a big idea. It's on the screen. Should be on your outline. So the big idea for this talk is this. This year we can be done with worry and find peace found only in Jesus. This year we can be done with worry. Right? And find peace only that comes in Jesus. Now, we all know, we all of us know that we are not supposed to worry, right? Yes. But sometimes it's hard because there's so many things going on. But check out where the word worry comes from. It's a German word, right? Here it is. Worry is derived from the German word Wurgen, not virgin, Wurgen, meaning to choke or strangle. Ah, truth bomb right there. To choke or to strangle. And that's what worry does sometimes, right? It does that to me. How about you? Yeah? It does it. That's what it does. It strangles the life out of you, but it feels like you have to do it, like you have to do it because there's so many things going on. So many things. I know that many of us are worried today on how we're going to pay our bills this month and how we're going to feed all of our kids with all those bills. How are we going to do it with all those kids? I know that many of us are worried because our parents are getting older. What if? Right? What if? What if? What if? What if? I know many of us are worried on how to keep our kids safe because there's little kids today that are into porn. Drugs. Sex. Little kids. And I worry about that. I worry about that. I know that many of us are worried about some personal things, right? Maybe you or a loved one went to the doctor because you know something is wrong. And the doctor says, hey, I'm going to take some tests. Come back next week. And during that wait, you're like worried. And worried. And worried. Because you ask yourself, what if? What if something is wrong? What if something is wrong with a family member? What if something is wrong with my mom, with my dad? For some of us, when there's nothing to worry about, we worry about that. We've been held hostage with the sin of worry. I worry about this church. I worry about the people who attend this church. Some way I feel responsible for every single one of you. can't force you to trust God. And I'm like, if they only trusted him, things would be different. I worry sometimes about, am I doing a good job? What if I mess up? What if people spend eternity in hell because I didn't clearly present the message of Jesus? What if? And I worry. Does anybody here have friends that have like wild animals as pets? Like lions and tigers and gorillas and cats and... Does anybody have a friend that have wild animals as pets? Does anybody have?
Well, I got a cat, so do you.
No. Like a tiger or alligator or snake or something that, you know, anybody? Yeah. Nothing against you, bro. What I think is crazy is that people think those pets are their friends. Right? They think that somehow this wild animal is a friend. Oh, come on here, you little kitty, and like, rawr, right? I've seen those stories, right? They were like, hey, you know, the worst 100 ways to get killed or something, right? You always see an animal, wild animal, doing something, you know? They think they're their friend. They think the wild animal is their friend. And what I'm trying to say is that a lot of us think that worry is our friend. We hold on to it. We worry. We're like, this is my buddy. So I'm like, I need to worry. You know, we don't say it, but that's how we live. We hold on to worry. And those of you who are Christians, we know we're not supposed to say worry, right? So what do we say? I'm concerned. You make it try to sound like good and spiritual. I'm concerned about this. But the truth is that we're all worried. We're worried. We almost think that if I don't do this, something worse is going to happen. So I hold on to worry. Let me say this. If you want 2019 to be the best year ever, we've got to understand that we will never be set free from worry until we recognize that worry is not our friend. It's our worst enemy. It's the tool of the evil one, Satan, who tries to destroy our faith and teach us and train us to actually worry. Look at what it says in Romans 14:23. It says this: anything that is not done in faith is... anything that is not done in faith is sin. Worry is the opposite of faith. You're not having faith. You're worried. Anything that is not done in faith is sin. Worry is not faith in God. It's faith in the evil one, in what he says, and what he's trying to get you to believe. It's saying, I believe in the worst case scenario. That's what I'm going to believe in. Worry is my friend. Worry is not faith in God. It's saying, I believe in the worst case scenario. It's faith in the bad things rather than faith in God. Here's your next fill-in. Worry is the sin of distrusting the promises and power of God. Worry is you saying, I don't believe you, God. I don't trust you. Yeah, you promised this and this and that, but I don't trust you. I don't believe you got power. Because I'm bigger than God. What does Jesus say? Look at what it says in Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of what? Fear. And you could also put in there, not giving us a spirit of anxiety, not giving us a spirit of worry, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The spirit of fear doesn't come from God. So what did Jesus say about the subject of worry? This is what he says. Matthew 6:25. He says this, I tell you this, do not worry about your life. Do not worry about what you're going to eat and drink. Do not worry about what you're going to wear. Is not life more important than food? Is not the body more important than clothes? Don't worry about your life. That's what Jesus says. And your life is your whole life in total. It means your mental life. It means your physical life. It means your emotional life. It means your spiritual life. It means your yesterday life. It means your today, your life today. It means your future life. He says, don't worry about your life. Don't worry about anything. That's what he's saying. Why? Because your Heavenly Father, He loves you. And He's got your back. And yet, so many of us, even believers, what do? We worry. We are awake at night playing the what if game, going over different scenarios, agonizing in fear and tension. Our stomach gets like all knotted up, and we get ulcers, and we get high blood pressure, and we get headaches in our necks and our backs. We're all crooked because we're stressed out and worried, and we battle depression, and some of us need to get high to be able to function because we have all that stuff going on. Because many of us are hostage to the sin of worry. So what I want to do is I want to give you four key statements that we're going to be saying over and over and over and over again, so God will internalize them. Here's the first one. Stop the stranglehold of worry. This is your first step. Do what God asks you to do. Do what God asks you to do. There's always our part to play. The problem is that there's a lot of people that are Christians that over-spiritualize everything. Like God is going to do everything. You know, sometimes people will be unemployed and they'll be like, hey, dude, are you looking for a job? Nope. Hey, bro, do you have your resume made out? Nope. Are you networking? Are you talking to people? Nope. What are you doing? I'm waiting on God to give me a call. Hey, bro, do you want to get married someday? Yeah. Yep. Right. Have you left the house? Nope. Have you talked to anyone of the opposite sex? Nope. What are you doing? I'm waiting on God to bring her to my door and get me out of my house. Come on, bro. Say with me. Come on. Come on. Come on, bro. Some of us are broke all the time, and we're like, hey, what's your financial plan for your future? I'm going to win the lottery. Come on, bro. Say with me. Come on, bro. I'm talking to myself. I hope you're talking to yourself too. James 1:22 says this, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. There's Christians that have been Christians for longer than I have, for 30 years. I've been a Christian for 35 years. It's the same people that they were 35 years ago. Why? Because we don't do what God is asking us to do. What good is it that you come to church every weekend and you don't apply what you learn? No good. No good. Imagine studying to be a doctor and you get a job being a doctor and you don't apply what you learn. Probably end up in prison somewhere, right? For killing somebody. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. So now, what is God going to ask you to do? I really don't know. I don't know. But there are two general things that God will ask all of us to do. And here's your second fill-in. Think on the right things and do what is wise. We can do that. Think on the right things and do what is wise. So let me talk a little bit about thinking on the right things. So the word of God says that we are to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ, right? So whenever your mind starts to wander down the, what if this happens? What if she leaves me? What if I live in this? What if? We grab it. We recognize that this is not a thought of God. This does not come from God, right? We grab it and we take it captive and we make it obedient to Christ. No, this is not of God for me to be worried. This is from the enemy. He wants me not to trust God. So you grab it and you make it obedient to God. That's something that we can do, right? Something we can do. So whenever our mind starts to run off and, oh, I'm always going to be depressed and my life's never, is always going to be miserable. Like, no. Hold on. No, that's not what God's word says. No. He says that he's working in all things to bring about good for those who love him. And I love him. I love him. And I hope you love him too. Right? So we take it captive. The thought, we pop, boom, boom. You could visualize it like, bam, you know? Sometimes I'm talking to myself like, shut up. People think I'm crazy, but it's okay. I'm crazy for Jesus. You know? Like, shut up. What? Hey, get out of here. Yeah? And we grab it and like, nope, this is not of God. You know what I mean? We make it obedient to God. So we are to train our minds not to run with worry. Because honestly, that's what many of us do. Always thinking of the worst case scenario. Who does that? Be honest, we're in church. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. We're going to do what God asks us to do. 2019, we're going to do what God is asking us to do. In 2019, we're going to do what God is going to ask us to do. It might take some time to retrain our minds. It might be a month. It might be 2 months. It might be 6 months. It might be a year. It might be 6 years. It might be 7 years, right? But we're going to work. Because we don't want to go down the same road. We want to just be the same as 2018, 2017. Like, we're supposed to be growing and maturing. Hold them to God. If you need to talk to it, talk to it. Shut up and make it obedient. Like we used to when we were in the streets, right? Some of us. Man, you ain't going to talk to me like that, right? You disrespect me. Yeah, the enemy's disrespecting you. He's disrespecting you. He's disrespecting your marriage. He's disrespecting your home. He's disrespecting your kids. He's doing all that, and we allow it. Step up. Protect your home. And it all starts here. And one day as we immerse ourselves in the truth of his word over and over again, we're fighting for our lives, we're fighting for our marriage, we're fighting for our kids, we're fighting for our home, he will renew our minds. And then all of a sudden, all you're going to have is our faith thoughts. And instead of responding in fear, he has trained our mind to think according to his word instead of according to fear. So what are you going to do? We're going to do what God asked me to do. Say it with me. I'm going to do what God asked me to do. And the one thing we can do is think on the right thoughts. We can do that, right? We can do that. We don't have to wait on God to appear or an angel to appear. We can do that. We can do that. Here's the second one we wrote down. We can do what is wise. For example, if you don't have a job, would it be wise to talk to somebody? Say with me. Yes. So again, if you don't have a job, would it be wise to talk to somebody? Yes. Yeah, say it like you mean it. Would it be wise?
Yes.
Right? It would. If your kids are dishonoring God, would it be wise to pray for them?
Yes.
Would it be wise to get a book on parenting?
Yes.
Would it be wise to talk to some friends who have been through something similar with their kids?
Yes.
If your marriage is struggling, would it be wise to talk to a pastor or a Christian counselor?
Yes.
Yes. It would be wise. Would it be wise to join a growth group that can say, hey, I need other Christian couples to speak into our lives?
Yes.
Yes, we can do that. Right? We can do that. You don't have to wait on an angel or somebody to appear. We can do that. If you want to get married, and you haven't been on a date in a long time, would it be wise to go out and be around people of the opposite sex who are not married? Yes, hey, yes, you didn't answer. Yes. That would be wise. And you can smile at them. Yes, say yes. Say yes, yes. I would be wise. You can be nice to them. Yes, that would be wise. You can brush your teeth, use deodorant, take a shower, brush your hair.
Yes.
That would be wise. That would be wise. Huh. Yeah. You know? That would be wise. We can do that. There are some wise things that we can do that God may ask us to do. So say it with me. I will do what God asked me to do. I will think on the right things and do what is wise. Here's the third one. Give to God what I cannot do. Philippians 4 through 7 says this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Here's the next one. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your on him because he cares for you. So this is what normally happens with the things that we are worried about. You guys see this little box here, right? You guys are probably wondering why PVR. You guys see it? All right. You guys see it, right? Why is that box? I'm going to show you right now. Right? So this is what we normally do. Example. If you're anything like me, what will happen is say, this is the what you're worried about. Maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your job, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Whatever it is, here it is. Right? We're like, okay, this sounds easy. You know, Pastor Fito was pretty clear. I'm going to apply what I learned today, right? Yeah, 2019, I'm going to go for it. Right? So this is what we do, right? This is what we do. I'm going to give it to you, God. Hey, me, you, God. Me and you, I'm going to trust you with it, right? I'm going to trust you with this. Like, I know you love me. I trust you with it, right? So we give it to God. Right? 10 minutes. Twenty minutes. Hour. Maybe a day. Man, if maybe some of you guys make it to 2 days, maybe three, maybe a week. And then when we get to a point where like, nothing's happening, Lord. Nothing's happening. You're not doing anything. So you know what, God? I'm going to take it from you. I'm going to give it to me. That's what we do. That's what we do. Because we think that we're bigger than God. We think that we can do more than God. I'll take it from you. Give it to me. I'm taking it back. Why? Why? Because we don't trust God. Trust them. We don't trust them with our kids. We don't trust them with our marriage. We don't trust them with our lives. We don't trust them with our situations. We don't trust them. We take it back because we think we can do more, because we think we are bigger and God is small. That's where worry comes from. Because we think we could do more than God. We don't say it. But that's how we live. But really, 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 these boxes should look like this. Like this. When we get the right view of God, that changes everything. This box should be bigger than this whole world, but I wouldn't be able to fit it in here. You guys get my point? So what we're going to do is we're going to do what he's asking us to do. And we're going to trust God with what we cannot do. I'm going to give you some scenarios. Are you guys ready? I want you guys to participate like you drink a monster with coffee and some sugar and like, wow, like you were in the New Year's party. Like, wow, yeah, right? So I want you guys to participate with a yes and no. You guys ready?
Yep.
I'm going to give you some scenarios, okay? You guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Can you heal somebody from cancer?
No.
No, right? So what are we going to do? We give it to God. We don't worry about it. Because there's nothing that we can do. I mean, what is it that we can do? We can go to the doctor. You know, get some advice and see what's to do our part, right? I never, ever want to hear that any of our kids from our church are not taking their kids to the doctor because that God is going to heal them. You know what? If you do that, I'm going to go to your house and take them to the doctor myself. So you don't want me to do that? Then let me know that you're doing that. Care too much about your kids. So what do we do? Can we heal somebody from cancer? No, we give it to God. Right? Can God do that? Yes. So we give it to God. We don't worry about it because we can't do anything about it, so we give it to God. We go to the doctor, that's our part, and get some advice and do that. So here's another question. Are you guys ready? Can you protect your kids from all danger?
No.
No. Can God protect your kids?
Yes.
So we give it to God. Here's another one. You guys ready? This is like huge, this one. Can you change your spouse? If some of you are here are like thinking that you can, and you just heard the answer. Can you change your spouse?
No.
Can God do that?
Yes.
He can also change you.
Yes.
So what do? We give it to God. We don't worry about anything. We don't worry about it. He can change whatever he wants to change. So what are we going to do? We're going to do what God asked me to do. And we're going to give everything that we cannot do to God. Say it with me one more time. I will do what God asked me to do. And I will give to God what I cannot do. Here's the first one, the fourth one. Trust God no matter what. No matter what happens, no matter if God does what I want him to do, no matter if he does something else, no matter what happens, I will trust God. Look at what it says in Matthew 6, 33 to 34. It says this, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So don't worry about tomorrow, because God is already there. He's already in tomorrow. Time is not an issue for him. He's already there. So no matter what, I will trust God. If God does what I think he should do, I will trust him. If God doesn't do what I think he should do, I will trust him. If I pray and believe for God for a miracle and he does it, I will trust God. If I pray and believe in God for a miracle and he doesn't do it, I will trust him. If my worst nightmare comes about, I will trust God. I believe he is sovereign. I believe he is good. I believe he has plans to bless you and to prosper you, not to harm you, and to give you a hope and a future. And even if it doesn't look like what I think it should look like, I will trust him. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. When you walk with him for enough days, you will see that he is faithful. And then we'll realize that ever worry again, because he told me not to, and because he told me he cares for me. Worship team, can you please come back up? I don't know what you're worried about today. But I know that worry has held me hostage for too many years. And it's a sin I refuse to live with. Because it's a sin of distrusting the promises and power of God. And I will not insult my God that way. I believe He is who He says He is. He is capable. He is willing. And He is able. Will you say with me one more time? I will do what God asked me to do. I will think on the right things and do what is wise. I will give to God what I cannot do. And I will trust God. No matter what. And as you put your life in Him, your life is hidden in Him. May He remove all worry, anxiety, fear. Because God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Here's the bottom line. Here's your next feeling. Will you trust in the promises and power of God this year? Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. I know you're here. Forgive us for the worry. Help us remember what we learned, Lord. Help us fight for our marriage. Help us fight for our lives. Help us fight for our kids. Help us fight. We want all that you have for us, Lord. And I know there's things that you will ask us to do. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.